This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's AT Explained. I'm Matt Largy. The drive down MOPAC got better for some people last year with the opening of the MOPAC Express lanes. But if you've ever taken those toll lanes during rush hour, you might have noticed that they're not always so fast. And that's the basis for this episode of our AT Explained project. Here's KUT's Nathan Bernier.
Standing next to MOPAC during morning rush hour, just a little north of Lady Bird Lake, watching southbound traffic move pretty slowly. Cars are shooting off the express lane and then coming to almost a standstill by the time they reach the bridge and rejoin the non-tolled traffic. These express lanes were constructed with the intention of improving travel times on Loop 1. They opened a few months ago, years late. The single lane in each direction from Lady Bird Lake to Palmer Lane that is tolled based on how many people are trying to use it.
The more cars in the toll lane, the higher the price.
Here's KUT's Ben Philpott explaining it 5 years ago, back in 2013.
Mario Espinoza is the Deputy Executive Director of the Central Texas Regional Mobility Authority, which is in charge of building the new lanes. The goal, Espinoza says, is that no matter how slowly the untolled lanes are moving, the new so-called express lanes will move no slower than 45 miles an hour.
At least you know that in an emergency, when you have to get to childcare, when you're trying to get to your kids' soccer game, or when you're trying to make a doctor's appointment, that there is a lane that you can take on MOPAC that will get you there at a reliable time.
Right, because if it's 45 miles an hour at a minimum, then it would be reliable, and it could get you to places at a reliable time. This reliability is the focus of the next episode of our AT Explained project, where we answer questions people submit on our website.
There's express lanes on MOPAC that are supposed to be 45 miles an hour from start to finish, is my understanding. That's what you're paying for, as I've heard it expressed.
This is Jim Sharp. He moved to Austin in 1974, back when there was no MOPAC.
In fact, the first day they opened this segment from 2222 to Far West, and when I heard on the radio it was open, I went immediately over there and drove up there and drove back, just for the heck of it.
Jim is a courier, so he spends a lot of time on the road. And on various occasions, he's seen the MOPAC toll lane at a standstill.
My question is, if the express lane's not moving at 45 miles an hour, which is what you're paying for, is there an opportunity for a reduced price or a refund altogether?
What do you think the answer will be?
I'm pretty convinced that the answer is too bad for you, driver. Once they've got you in that lane, they want your money.
Now, before we proceed, I have to disclose a conflict of interest. I have a financial stake in this story. Let me introduce you to someone.
I'm Sonia Lubeck. I frequently take the MOPAC toll lane to get home in the evenings.
How much does that cost you? Because it's a variable toll.
It can be anywhere from 25 cents to $4 to $5.
And is it worth it?
I think it's worth it because it shaves off 30 minutes of my afternoon commute. Traffic is horrible going from north to south. And the toll road usually is moving steadily and cuts my commute time in half.
Does it ever drop below 45 miles an hour for you?
Sometimes it does, and sometimes it's stopped traffic, and that's when it gets frustrating.
And what's your relationship to me?
Wife.
All right, so let's get to the answer now. Here's someone whose job it is to be so immersed in the tollway project that he started blogging as MOPAC Man.
Steve Pastelnik, Director of Community Relations, Central Texas Regional Mobility Authority.
All right, Steve, so once again, here's the question from Jim.
My question is, if the express lane's not moving at 45 miles an hour, which is what you're paying for, is there an opportunity for a reduced price or a refund altogether?
Well, the goal of the lane is to try and keep the traffic moving at least 45 miles per hour. We aren't in total control of that. Between driver behavior, accidents, and other things, we can't always guarantee 45 miles per hour. We do provide refunds if the incident is caused by an accident or a vehicle that is broken down. If the lane is simply moving slow because people are moving slow, someone's, you know, going below the speed limit, or we're having issues with people braking for no reason, then we do not guarantee 45 miles per hour. But that is our goal with the pricing, to maintain that 45 mile an hour or more speed if we can.
So 45 miles an hour, not a guarantee, but it is the goal.
It is the goal. And ultimately, people continue to enter the lane in large numbers, even when there are slowdowns or backups. And we believe that's because ultimately they feel they are getting there faster. And so even if you're not always going 45, the fact that the lane is moving at least some or most of the time, I think most people feel that they are getting value for that dollar, or they wouldn't be lining up to enter the lane.
The only time people receive a refund is if there's an accident.
An accident or a breakdown that completely blocks the lane. So if traffic comes to a complete stop and there's an extended period of time where traffic cannot get through the lane, and to some degree people are inconvenienced because they're stuck behind all the cars, then we do waive the toll. You will probably never even see that toll. So it's not only that you get a charge and then it's reversed, we just never send you the bill for that particular trip.
Does that happen very often?
It doesn't happen that often, but given how busy of a highway MOPAC is and all of the incidents that occur, it does happen probably a couple of times a week at different times of the day. So your chances of ending up in this situation are relatively small, but it does happen probably several times a week.
I've come back to MOPAC to reveal the answer to our AT Explained questioner, Jim Sharp.
I'm not at all surprised. Once they've got our hands in our pocket, they don't like to let go. I think for the most part it seems fair, especially if they don't charge for breakdowns or when the lane is actually blocked and not moving at all. That seems reasonable. Otherwise, it's just a crapshoot.
Nathan Bernier, KUT News.
There's much more in our AT Explained project at atexplained.org. You can catch up on all our AT Explained stories by subscribing to this podcast there. That's atexplained.org. AT Explained is a production of KUT in Austin. I'm Matt Largie.